Hello and welcome to the Flex Podcast with me, Anna Martin. Imagine if I had that voice, would it be soothing? It's more soothing than my current voice, I should imagine. Anyway, it's Monday morning recording this, and I've spent the weekend painting my hallway, so I have to say, I feel somewhat fatigued. I feel like a bit battered. You know, when your brain's just been on the go all weekend, I should have had a little nap, but I didn't, never mind. Today is a new day and all that jazz. So, we're going to be talking about sometimes the way that we talk to ourselves and the things that we say that, for me, are normally statements that take away some of the control that you have over what you want and your own life. People often say things like, I just can't lose weight, or I find fitness really hard, I'm not very strong, I just can't stick to a healthy diet, or I can't stick to an exercise regime. And those are the statements that kind of take away that person's control over what it is they're trying to achieve, whatever that might be. And it's like we're labelling ourselves in some way. And when you label yourself in a way over and over again, you start to listen to it and think that it's true. But in the case of nearly everything, well, absolutely everything that I just mentioned, all of those things are under the control of the person who's doing them. It's just perhaps they might need to reframe things and look at things in a bit of a different way. So one of the things is our genetics and the way that our biology is as individual people is all a little bit different from one another. And for some people, their genetics makes certain things easier for them. For example, some people are just built to be stronger. Some people are quicker. They have better endurance naturally, or they are leaner naturally. They find it easier to maintain a leaner weight naturally. So that is true. But on the flip side of that, those people are relatively rare in the case of it being to an extreme, right? So, you know, like someone who's doesn't take any steroids at all, but they're just huge and ripped and lean bodybuilder. Obviously, there's a lot of hard work involved to get to that point anyway, but they may be slightly more genetically predisposed to having slightly leaner muscle mass, or to be good at lifting weights, being stronger, training, those kind of, they might be genetically predisposed to that in some way. But that doesn't detract from how much hard work it took to get there. And the hard work part, the bit that it takes to get to this point in anything, whether that's being a bodybuilder or being a normal strong person who feels good and moves well, takes effort from the person who's doing it. And that effort and the time they're putting into that, both on like a micro level in terms of a week, but also in a macro level in terms of over their whole life, that's what's really determining the outcome. We can still become stronger and fitter and whatever thing we're looking for, whether we want to run a bit quicker or we want to find it easier to play a game of netball, whatever, all of those things are things that we can still work on despite not being genetically gifted to the point where that would be our career. And this is the thing, most of us aren't looking to be a professional athlete, so we can't expect our body to respond like one, because one, we're probably not training or fueling ourselves well enough for that to happen. And secondly, to be quite honest, I'm 43. I don't have the energy to be a professional athlete, but I do want to feel strong, move well. I do want to live as pain-free a life as possible. And I do want to feel healthy and feel proud of myself and confident in myself as I move through the aging process. Because, it's a tricky... Life is a tricky experience, right? And the things that we can control in that are how we look after ourselves. Lots of folk look at some of these things like losing weight or being fit as a short-term project. So it's like, well, if I do this for 12 weeks and I lose this amount of weight, that's great, because then I'll just be able to go back to what I was doing before and eat the stuff that I was doing before and move as little as I was doing before, whatever it might be. And the thing is, that's not the case. So in order to maintain your fitness, and for some people to maintain the body weight that you're after, or maintain your feeling of energy and health, you have to continually invest in yourself. And we have to continue to do the things we were doing before. For someone who's on a weight loss journey, it might be that you've lost the weight that you wanted to lose and now you feel that you're at a point and you're happy with. That's great. And that obviously means that you're no longer in a calorie deficit and you want to come up to your maintenance. But it doesn't mean that you can just completely stop everything and just go back to who you were before, eating the same food, not training, whatever it was. Because it is a continual investment in yourself to feel and move the way that you want to. It doesn't, you don't just get fit and then stay fit. You have to get fit and maintain it. And that's the thing. There's a lot of effort to put in. But I think we can all agree it's worth it. And looking after yourself is a bit like loving someone. This is so cheesy. But when you're loving someone, you're choosing that person every day and you're investing in that relationship. If you don't invest in that relationship, you don't just carry on loving them. Things change and people change and maybe the relationship doesn't last, but you have to show up all the time to invest in that person. It's the same with a friendship. You don't just remain friends having not bothered to message or call or see each other ever in the last 20 years. You know, it might be nice when you meet up, but you don't have the same connection and the same, you don't know what's been going on in each other's lives. And it is the same with looking after yourself in whatever way that means to you. You're choosing your body every day. And that doesn't mean that we're not occasionally going out for dinner or having a pint or whatever it is. But it does mean that we're going to try to stay on top of mostly the things that we're putting in ourselves and what we're asking our body to do. So if we can do 70% of looking after ourselves and 30% fun stuff, we're on for a bit of a winner, to be honest. So we don't have to be all in every single day, but we do need to choose our body and try to look after ourselves, even if it's just the point of getting the fruit and veg in. Some people might sometimes feel like, but it just doesn't work for me. Like being in a calorie deficit just doesn't work for me. And with this, 99 point whatever percent of people that does work for, it's just that you're not implementing it how maybe you think you are, or maybe you need a bit of support to do that. And that's not me trying to be a patronising asshole. But sometimes when we are in it, it's difficult to look from outside and to actually see what we're doing. Maybe we are overestimating the amount of activity we're doing in a week or exercise we're doing, mostly because the people around us don't do any at all. So then it can be quite a hard benchmark because you're doing more than them, but maybe you're not seeing the strength gains or the physique gains that you wanted to. And that can be quite difficult because obviously your point of reference is that no one you know really does anything at all. So you're already doing great doing that, which you are obviously. But maybe by looking at things and changing things a bit, it would help you to move forward a little quicker and to feel that motivation from the results coming through. Maybe with food intake, for example, we can often underestimate what we're eating. We forget about things, or we don't realise that certain things count when we're cooking, and or maybe we are not really, maybe we're not counting macros, for example, which you obviously don't have to, but maybe we're not counting them. And so when we're estimating a portion, is very different. Like an actual portion of pasta, for example, when you weigh it, looks a lot smaller than what you'd get in a bowl at like Pizza Express, for example. So sometimes we need to look at, try to be a bit sort of introspective and look at what it is that we're doing on a daily basis, a weekly basis, whatever, to look after ourselves, and how we might actually need to be a bit more honest with ourselves and how we might need to tweak it. Sometimes it's a case of not doing something for long enough to see the results. So if you want to become stronger, doing three workouts in 1 week is not going to make you stronger. You need to continue to do those for many, 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 many weeks. You'll see small changes in your strength. Sometimes it will happen a bit quicker. Sometimes it will slow down a bit. That body's change over a consistent training schedule over a period of time. And that's the thing, the length to which we have to do things to actually see perhaps the results that we want. It is a long time and it is an investment, but it's an investment for life. And that's the thing, you can't, people who, even if you pick, I pick bodybuilders because it's extreme, but even if you're a bodybuilder and you put all that muscle on and you get to stage and you do your show and then you decide, right, great, I mean, great, Nick, I'm just going to stop training. Do you honestly think that person will maintain that physique? Absolutely not. It's not physically possible. So they still have to continue to train in order to maintain that amount of muscle mass. And we're not any different. Just because we're not doing it to an extreme doesn't mean that our body works in a different way. We still need to continue to invest in it and to continue to look after ourselves and work out and be cardiovascularly fit. And yes, I know it takes up a lot of time and a lot of time over time. And I get it. And we don't have to rush to all be there at one time doing exactly the same thing. We do fit it in the way that we can, but we do have to keep doing it in order to maintain what we've got and to continue building as we want to move forward. And there's the same things do work for everybody. So the same stuff, we might do it in a slightly different way, or it might be packaged up in a slightly different way, but it is the same stuff that's working for everyone. That's why I say cardio, as in anything that gets your heart rate up. It's not why I say dance, fitness, or running, or swimming, or whatever it is that you choose to do for your cardio. Everyone needs to do some form of cardio to keep their heart and lungs healthy. What you choose to do it, and the way that you do it, doesn't really matter as long as you do it. And the same with resistance training. You could lift weights in a gym, you could do it at home, you could do calisthenics, you could do a body pump class. There are different ways of doing resistance training, but we still need to do them in order to stay stronger. It is logistically harder for some people to get the goals that they want, as we mentioned before, but that's sometimes down to their biology and sometimes it's down to their lifestyle factors, because we learn a lot over our life and we learn a lot of habits. And sometimes when you do start to look at your own, and I do this to myself as well sometimes, because obviously it's my job to talk to other people about theirs, so sometimes I have a look at mine, and we can get really, really stuck in our own habits and the own ways that we do things. Like, even when you just talk to some people and it's like, well, oh yeah, but I can't have that for lunch. I was talking to a client the other day and I was like, well, what about if you swapped your lunch around and you did this and that, and then maybe you feel fuller in the afternoon? Sure, that's not a lunchtime food. And it's that, isn't it? This, we live under the culture of the country that we were brought up in. So there'll be some things like that in terms of, you know, the Brits love a sandwich. We love a bloody sandwich at lunchtime. We also love a pasty or a pastry at lunch. We've got like these things that are breakfast foods. But then if you look in other countries, breakfast might be a chicken noodle soup, for example, or cold meats and cheeses or whatever. There's different cultures in every country. And you have to think that all these people that live in all these other places all around the world all have completely different cultures, and that comes with the food, the timing of food, the social network around food, about exercise, lots of different things. And that, when you think about that, it opens up a degree of flexibility to you, because we do develop these habits over our lifetime that tend to really stick with us. And maybe these are some of the things that we tell ourselves as well. These are things we're saying, yeah, but I'm not very good at, or I'm not very fit, so I won't be able to do this. But you don't know yet, because you haven't consistently tried to do it. You're limiting yourself before you've even begun. And it's a lot the same with resistance training. I have obviously trained a lot of women. And a couple of times I've had people come and I've said, right, we're going to go up on the weights. Oh, no, I don't want to go any heavier. I'm like, but these are only 2 kilos. So we're going to go up a little bit because we need to continue to increase the load on the muscle. And these are now easy for you. Oh, yeah, yeah. But I don't want to get big. We have these like things in our head that we've told ourselves or other people have told us that we believe to be true. And actually, just because we're women doesn't mean that we can't put a bit of muscle on. I'm not talking about turning you into a bodybuilder, by the way. But a bit of muscle on so we feel nice and strong. It doesn't mean we can't lift heavy things. It doesn't mean we can't pick up heavy things. Just because maybe we've never been able to before doesn't mean that we can't maintain a healthy diet or a healthy fitness regime. You have the power and the control to do anything that you set your mind to. Obviously not becoming an Olympic athlete necessarily, so we'll be a little bit realistic about that. None of us, me included, shall be signed up to Team GB anytime soon, I'm sure. But there is absolutely no doubt that every single person listening to this and every single person that I work with has got an unbelievable amount of potential to reach the goals and the fitness levels and the things that they want to. And I just want everyone to really hear that. And you do not have to do the same thing that you've always done. And it is hard to break habits and it's hard to break patterns, but you absolutely have the power to do it. I see it all the time. I work with a lot of people in my classes, a lot of people online, a lot of PT clients. They are breaking patterns that they have lived for their entire life and things that they have told themselves for their entire life. And it's incredible to see. It's incredible to be a part of. And I find it so exciting when someone is really thinking, like, I am so bored of not feeling strong. And you might be a bit younger than me, and you might think, oh yeah, but who cares about being strong? You will when you're getting my age and older, and you realise that, you know, one client came to me once and she said, my teenage son ran towards me and hugged me and I nearly fell over. She said, I just couldn't stand up. He had to hold me up because I just wasn't strong enough to be stood there whilst he ran at me. Even though he was only excited, he wasn't being violent or over the top or anything. She just didn't feel strong enough. People who are my age, I'm 43, who are here getting out of a chair and groaning, I mean, at 43, we are not at that point yet. Like, there are things that we can really, really do something about. And for some people, if you've never had the kind of lifestyle where you're heavily invested in your health and wellness, that feels mammoth. Absolutely mammoth project to get started, but you can still do it. You just have to have the right support and the right start to change your mindset about it and see what you really truly are capable of. I always say with any of this, always start with small things that you can change and reach out to people for help and support, because what you don't know, what you don't know. That's the thing. When you're starting something and you're like, but I just can't seem to lose weight, obviously something isn't quite right, but you don't know what it is. So that is when it's really helpful to reach out for someone who's going to be like, right, these are my top 5 things that I experience all the time with people. These are the first few things that we're going to look at, and then we're going to come back to it and see what else we can tweak. This is what fitness professionals and nutrition coaches and so on are for, is to help speed up the project that you're working on. If you want to become stronger, if you want some support with your nutrition, any of that stuff, reach out to me. I've got Flex. It's cheap, to be quite honest. It is cheap and cheerful. Actually, it's more than cheerful. It's bloody wonderful. But the whole thing is, it's automated and you already have it there. So whilst I am constantly adding content to it, that's what keeps it at a lower price, because I'm not having to do one-to-one stuff with it. Whereas obviously one-to-one is more expensive. So if you're on a budget and you're like, I'm just getting started, I don't feel like I really want to invest in one-to-one anything at the moment, don't. You can get a lot of information. You can make a lot of headway doing group stuff, whether it's classes or online things. Then if you continue, or you just prefer doing it alone, or you're really into it, then obviously you can reach out to someone for one-to-one stuff. But it's just better to make a small investment and get started, get the ball rolling and start to learn about your body and the changes that you can make. That in itself is going to massively change your mindset and the way that you start looking at what you are capable of and what you're currently doing. It's going to boost your confidence, make you feel just 20 times better because you're actually doing something about it. And we have to rinse and repeat all this stuff a lot because it has to be a habit. That's the thing, and you can't roll the clock back to when you were 16 and you just ate like 400 pizzas a week like I did. Now, I used to eat my dinner and then go out for McDonald's with my boyfriend in the evening. Like, there was absolutely no need for it. But we can't roll the clock back there because we're not that naive anymore, and we know that's not how you look after your body. So you can't, like, we've done it. We did it when we were teenagers. We did it when we were younger. As we're getting older, we all need to invest more into looking after ourselves because we do all want to be fit, healthy for as long as possible. And, like, to be quite honest, you've only got that one go, right? One go at it. So let's crack on and make the bloody most of it. And really make sure that this life we're living feels good, we feel healthy, confident, we move well, or as move as well as we can. Let's just do it. Let's see what can happen. Roll the dice, invest in it, and see what magic that you're truly capable of. Because believe me, it is way more than you think it is. Way more. People are unbelievable. The stuff that they can manage to do and they manage to achieve, despite having maybe not the best setup beforehand. The human body is incredibly resilient and the brain is a phenomenal piece of kit. So please don't underestimate what you, your body and your brain are actually capable of, because you can do this. And it isn't true that you can't be fit or you can't be healthy or you can't be strong. You are 100% capable of it. It's just going to take work, and that is the absolute truth of it. We all have to work at it. Every single person who's doing it. I'm still investing, I don't know, several hours a week into my health and fitness, and I've been doing it for 20 years. Yeah, more than that, 25 years. So, like, this is the thing. It's just an investment that we have to do every week. Like saving for a holiday. We just have to keep chipping away, putting our pennies into a piggy bank, as it were. Right, I've talked for way longer than I thought I was going to, so I'm going to shut up and let you crack on with the rest of your day. But please do reach out if you need some support, even if you just want to DM me. Not ready to sign up for anything at the moment, that's absolutely fine. Drop me a message, I'll help where I can. And yeah, keep going, because you can do anything. And just maybe have that tattooed on your forehead so you can see every time you look in the mirror. Don't do that, legal disclaimer, don't have it tattooed on your forehead. But you know what I mean, maybe write it in pencil somewhere on a post-it note. Right, enjoy the rest of your day. Go and flex at yourself in the mirror. See you next time.